Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're also on Dash Radio on their Nothing But Net channel every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Check out the Five Reasons YouTube channel. We're getting closer to 17,000 subscribers. Make sure you hit the subscribe button so that you get all of our Heat content, including before floor, an hour before every game. And post up 5R as soon as the game ends. And of course, fivereasonsports.com. Make sure you spell that one out for the latest takeaways from Brady Hawk and others on the Heat and the other teams in town. Also, check out the great sponsors of the 5 Reasons Sports Network, our friends over at CPT of South Florida. You got to check them out if you are with a small or medium business, whether you run it or you just want to make the boss happy, because you need technology, right? And they specialize in cloud-hosted phone systems and managed IT. If you own a small or medium business, you're looking to save money on your monthly phone and internet costs, you got to give TJ a call. He's been helping South Florida businesses save thousands per month. He can do the same for you. You want to be mobile, right? With a cloud phone system, you can work from anywhere on any device. So for a free in-person consultation, call TJ. It's 954-966-2766. Go to CPT, that's cpt-florida.com, and mention 5 Reasons. There's a promotion, 25% off cloud phone service, including free phones and the first 2 months of service free. So it's cpt-florida.com. And now, tonight's episode. Down to Biscayne.
Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got it all banned. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the 5 Reasons Sports Network.
All right, Ethan Skolnick back on Five on the Floor. Here's tonight's floor plan. I got Greg Sylvander. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. I've got Alex Toledo. You can follow him at Tropical Blanket. Make sure you check out our last episode. We went through the five biggest threats from an individual standpoint in the Eastern Conference to the Miami Heat. I changed my list in the middle. I apologize for that. But we did agree on the top three, although not necessarily the order. But you're going to have to listen to the episode to pick that out. Now, today we're going to go a little bit more internal here on the Miami Heat. I had Tony Schwartz from the network on starting nine this morning. You can check this out on the YouTube channel. And off the cuff, I just presented 5 options for the Heat going forward this season. And which is the one that they would take, and they've got to order these. Well, I mean, I didn't make him order them. I just made him pick one. He picked a different one than me, but we're going to kind of try to order these. And this episode, like the last one, is going to be a little bit more off the cuff. We're kind of back in training camp. Okay. Before the second half of the season starts. All right. So here, I'm going to give them to you guys. Let me get through all of them. And then I will let the two of you start to weigh in. Okay. One thing you can get is a Bam Adebayo who averages 3 more shot attempts the rest of the season than he has to this point. So he's at an average. He doesn't have to raise his total average to 3 because at this point, it would take a lot to do that. But the rest of the season, he averages 3 more shot attempts than he has coming up to this point. Okay, that's number one. All right, number two, Jimmy Butler never takes another step back jumper in the last minute of a game from 18 feet or further out. Never does it. Eliminates it completely from his repertoire, which we know is a very strong repertoire until that moment. Okay, so that is number two. Okay, number three, Tyler Hero with a second wind after missing some time improves his efficiency from 2 and from 3 by a respective 3% in each the rest of the way. Okay. While maintaining the same level of usage or roughly the same level of usage. Okay. So number one, we've got 2 more to go. Number one, we've got Bam shot attempts go up by 3 from where they have been. Number two, Jimmy Butler never takes another step back jumper. I'm talking about during a critical situation. That's what I'm getting to. Okay. Roughly last minute of the game, close game. And he just avoids that shot. Okay. And finds some other way to impact the team at that stage. Okay. Number three, Tyler Hero goes up 3 percentage points from 2 and from 3 the rest of the season. Number four, Kyle Lowry plays at a level only about 10% below where he was in the finals with Toronto a couple of years ago. So in other words, they get a Kyle that is not going to be exactly that Kyle, but is relatively close in impact to what he was winning a championship with the Raptors. And number five, Victor Oladipo returns to a 20-minute or more per game role the rest of the season. And there are some nights where we're saying he was one of the Heat's three best players. That's your five. Everybody else on the roster, Tucker, Strus, Martin, Vincent, we apologize. Yurt, KZ's not there anymore. Kyle Guy, we're just going to focus on these five particular players. And Duncan Robinson, who I know kind of what everybody would have had me pick with him, but we're going to go with these five, okay? All right, you guys think about it. You haven't talked much. Right after the break, we're going to get to it. We do want to tell you about the code 5RSN. That's the number 5RSN. You can use that at therapistpreferred.com, therapistpreferred.com for premium CBD, the tincture, the sports cream, or any of that kind of stuff. They got the gummies there as well. Use the code 5RSN, the number 5RSN, for 25% off at therapistpreferred. That's therapistpreferred.com. And also at getsalise.com. This is for endurance athletes. You get 10% off at getsalise.com. And this is like to replace your electrolytes and do it in a way that is not just pounding a bunch of Gatorade, right? With all the sugar and all that. No, they give you these little packets. You put in your drink and there you go. Okay. It's called Salise, but getsalise.com. So the code there, again, 5RSN for both of those, 10% off there. And therapist preferred 25% off. All right, let's get to it. Let's start to eliminate. I want you guys each to eliminate one first. Okay. So of the five, I'll start here with you, Greg. Of the five, which is the one that is the least impactful for you?
Least impactful. See, that's going to throw off how I'm aiming at this, but we're just going to go with this. So follow me here. Okay.
Okay.
The one that I'm eliminating first is not what y'all expect me to go with. I'm going to eliminate the Bam Adebayo increased field goal attempts. And let me explain to you why. So you said that he would average how many more field goal attempts than he is currently per game?
Three.
Right now? Three. So he's at 13 and a half field goal attempts right now. That's his season average, right? So here's the cool thing. In eight games in February, he's averaging 15.8. field goal attempts. So that's 16. That's roughly three. He's already doing that. So we're eliminating that one because he's already shooting.
But to that point,
more
do any of us believe
average.
That he will sustain that? That's the thing. What you're essentially saying is he will sustain it and even bump it, which is not necessarily a guarantee, Greg.
It's a guarantee in my book because it's Bam Adebayo. No ceiling. Over to Alex.
So that was actually like, I was not expecting that at all because I'm not even going to get into why, but the first one that I'm going to take out is actually easy for me. It's actually the Lowry one, because I kind of think he's there already. I think he's more or less at a similar level of what he was at in 2019. And the reason I say that when the Raptors won the title, the reason I say that is because in that season, you remember they were stacked. Like, I understand Van Vliet and Siakam weren't the players that they are today. You know, they're more developed today. But between those guys, Lowry, Kawhi Leonard, a healthy Serge Ibaka who could still play, a healthy Marc Gasol who could still play. That team just had a bunch of guys, and they were really nice. And to me, Lowry was in the perfect position where he was just setting guys up. Like, I just think the scoring burden wasn't on him. And even though he was the best playmaker on the team, he had other guys who could help take part in that. Obviously, Kawhi Leonard and everything that he brought, Gasol as a high post guy. Like, it was just a very well-run team. And I see a lot of parallels between that defensive juggernaut Raptors team and this defensive juggernaut Heat team. And I just think Lowry's in kind of a similar position. The biggest difference is I think you have a little bit more trust in Kawhi to be that scorer on a consistent basis than Kyle. But I kind of think Kyle's already 90% of that guy he was in 2019.
All right, so let me ask you before we move on here. Would either of you had the one that was eliminated as your number one thing you would want? Okay, so let's start here. Greg, would the Lowry thing have been the number one thing that you wanted?
Man, hell no.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
All right, then we can throw that one off. I will say this. I guess I said 90% because I don't think he's at 90% of that right now. But I don't know if that's because he's saving it, which because we've seen him able to go to it at times, or because he just he's lost enough of that little, you know, quarter step that it's made a difference. So that's the only reason that I went that high. I guess I probably should have said if he was 100% of Raptors Lowry, but either way, that one's been taken off. All right. So before we go to the break and then come back and we'll try to deal with the last three here, Alex, would Bam with three more shot attempts per game, which as Greg correctly pointed out is about what he's doing now, but you're going to get it for the rest of the way. Would that have been your number one?
Yeah. I was kind of going back and forth between that one and another one. So yeah, those are the two that.
So let's keep it in the mix. Keep it in the mix.
No, we don't have to keep it in the mix. We're going to discuss the others because now I'm going to have Greg. We're going to flip this. We're going to have Alex challenge whichever one that it is that you ended up picking. So we're going to get to that here in a second. So let's just hold it. So we've eliminated Lowry. We've eliminated Bam, even though that is what Alex would have gone with. And honestly, it might have been what I might have gone with. I wouldn't have gone with the Kyle one, I don't think. The Bam one is in the mix for me, for sure. But we're going to take it out, and we're going to deal with the other three here when we come back. And we tell you about another of our sponsors, the Five Reasons Sports Network. And the reason that Greg is here, Water Cleanup of Florida. Check out Water Cleanup of Florida. They're based in Boca Raton. The website is watercleanupfl.com. You can also find them on Instagram and on Twitter with that name. Water Cleanup of Florida, they got more than 60 years of combined experience, Michael Robert and the team, and they can handle any size disaster. So whether you've got like water, mold, fire damage, you got to find a reputable, fully licensed, insured, and certified contractor. This is it, and they're available 24 hours a day. All right. Water Cleanup of Florida is also a licensed building contractor. They provide the A to Z and one-stop shopping that business homeowners require. You will not need to bring in another contractor. They will handle it all for you. So reach out to Michael on his personal cell. That's 954-579-0356. That's 954-579-0356. Or check out watercleanupofflorida.com. If you've got the schmutz,
they got the guts.
All right, which brings us back here to, we'll see what the gutsy decision was for Greg, right? So we have eliminated Bam, even though that would have been Alex's, might have been mine. We've eliminated Kyle. So here are the three that are left. You can either get Tyler Hero increasing his percentages by three, his two-point percentage and his three-point percentage, which the three-point percentage would be relatively high if he does that. It means he kind of got back to a level he was at for about 2-3 months before it dipped. The second one, Victor Oladipo returns, and at least a couple of games in the playoffs, we're saying that was one of their three best players, okay? And I can't remember the other part of it, but let's just say that. Let's say he's averaging 20 minutes. But to me, the bigger thing is we're going to come out of playoff games saying Vic was one of the three best players on the floor, okay? And let's say for at least three playoff games, okay, that's the case, okay, over a significant run. And the other one, of course, is Jimmy Butler, for all of the wonderful things that he does, gets away from taking that turnaround jumper in a clutch moment. Greg, eliminate one.
Eliminate? I'm so
eliminate. Glad and keeping... I'm going to make Alex go after whichever one you pick. Okay. Eliminate one.
Get the Jimmy step back out of here. Listen to me right now. They're going to win a playoff game with the Jimmy Butler step back jumper. Send the timestamps to Ricky and the crew so that this gets posted. They will win a playoff game off of a Jimmy Butler step back jumper.
Okay. Unbelievable. Lane's giving me the plot twist twice now. Like both times I did not see that coming. So I'm just going to go out and say it. The two that you've eliminated were the two that I was going back and forth with for my number one. Because, and I know those were the first two Ethan said, but my God, I think those two were the ones for me. I mean, not seeing another Jimmy step back jumper again, like that sounds awesome, man. Like I love Jimmy. He's made them in the past, but he just loves going to it. And Spo is good with it. Like even if they do run some actions here and there in crunch time, Spo is good with him taking that shot. Jimmy is good with him taking that shot. As soon as he sees somebody like closing that gap on the lane and things get tough, the actions have already stopped. There's no other off ball movement. You already know that jumper's coming, and I'm kind of sick of it. Like, I trust Jimmy. I still think he's going to be a great playoff performer. I don't think what happened last season is going to happen again this season. I just think like he's got to stay away from that. And it has more to do with my trust in the rest of the team to be able to make stuff happen, and kind of less to do with Jimmy himself.
I'm with you on all of that. Greg, Oladipo and Hero.
So am I eliminating still?
No, you got to pick one now. You got to pick one.
I have my one pinned from the beginning of the episode. This is this Tyler Hero hike you're talking about. Are y'all kidding me? Like, this is the one. Because if Tyler Hero takes the jump that you're discussing, which is essentially meaning that he's going to play the way he played to start this season, they're going to the NBA Finals. Like, that's just how I see that. Like, that's the element of this team that catapults them into like the where they can make the finals. Like, that's straight up. Like, and so to me, like, that's the crucial element. Because, and there's also, like, y'all know me and you know where I'm going here, there's also an element of team building and an element of planning for the future that is tied to watching how Tyler Hero develops and what he does the rest of this run. And if you're telling me he's hiking up that 3-point percentage over 40%, he's getting his overall field goal percentage another 3 percentage points higher, that means he's scoring with great efficiency. I do not expect the attempts to go down, maybe a little bit with Bam's increased efficiency, or excuse me, increased volume of shooting. But this is the other thing. If Tyler has those jumps that you're discussing, Ethan, the Jimmy step backs, we can live with them a little bit more because you have that juice coming from somebody else. So that's why I'm willing to sacrifice having to watch the Jimmy step back if I'm getting, you know, baby goat.
Yeah, but Greg, if those Jimmy step backs are going to be even more irritating if Tyler Hero is taking the jump that we're talking about, because people like Alex and I are going to be screaming at the TV saying, or at, you know, from our seats, saying, why the hell is he taking that shot when Tyler should be taking over there? Let me ask you this, Alex. Can you make a case for the Oladipo part being more important than the Hero part?
No, that was going to be the second one I eliminated, because it's another one that I think I'm eliminating because of expectations. So like the Lowry thing is like, I kind of think he's more or less at that level. Even if you would have changed, by the way, the Lowry thing to 100% of 2019, just to be clear, I would have still taken it out first, just because I think he's close enough to what they need. The Hero thing is one that I kind of was starting to get more, you know, lean more towards that, going towards the top of the list as we were talking here, because, and Leif just pushed me towards it a little bit more than I would have thought at the beginning. It's just because, like, if he takes that jump on a consistent level, and I know we're kind of talking about a similar thing with Bam too, and we talked about both guys being, you know, the key if they can reach that consistent offense, I think Tyler's might be a little bit more important. Like, it could be. I think you can make a case for it because of the fact that he gives you that three-level scoring. He gives you a lot of kind of – he gives the other guys a chance to not have to do everything and create for everybody all the time. And I just think those relief buckets have been sorely missed when he hasn't been playing. And it's obvious because, like, they've been a top 10 offense by offensive rating all season, and he's been a huge reason why. Like, I'm not saying it's all him, but the role that he's in is so good. And if he can go back to the level he was at the beginning of the season, or ideally even better, like, that might take away some of those concerns we have versus some of the best defenses in the league or some of these other Eastern Conference juggernauts. Like, you need him to be that fourth guy, I think. Whereas with Depot, it's more like I'm already expecting him to be a 20-minute a game guy, more or less. Like, I think it will be a disappointment if he doesn't get to that.
Are you expecting him to be one of the top three players on the floor in playoff games? Because that's
maybe on a night or two. I just want him to be a 20-minute a game guy. So even if I understand, maybe what you're saying is he has more of those big standout games. Mm-hmm. I'll sacrifice that if I'm getting either a consistent Tyler or a consistent Bam. And I think I'm going to move the Jimmy step back to number three.
So to me, it's the Jimmy step back thing is fun, but I'm not going to pick it in the top two. I'm not going to put Vic there either, although I thought about it, because it's to me, again, the Vic thing, being the top three players, they may get that from a role guy too. I mean, they might get it from Caleb Martin one night. We've seen that during the regular season.
They get it
season.
From PJ like once a week.
Right. So I think it's possible. I think it is significant, but I think it's possible. The Lowry thing, like you said, I feel like he's close enough. And even if he tails off a little bit, I don't think they're going to feel it so much with the way that they're playing this year. And they could cover it up with Vincent. to me, it's Bam or Hero, and it is still, and I'm just going to be consistent here on every episode. It's Bam. I mean, look, saying that Tyler's going to increase 3-3, I did that because that's basically what he was earlier in the season before he hit a little bit of a rut. He's come down.
You didn't say anything about efficiency with Bam, though. That's the
one
thing
I don't care. That's the difference. See, with Bam, I don't care. With Tyler, I do care. With Bam, I've said this over and over. The best thing that happened this entire season, we may look back and say, was that Bam went 7 of 21 and they won.
What if it's 3 mid-range jump shots a game?
Well, it gave him the license, but it gave him the license to be aggressive. I think if Tyler's at his current percentages, he'll still have some up games and then he'll have some down games, and maybe they can get by with maybe Duncan or Strus or somebody else providing at least something from the perimeter or Vincent. But the thing is, I do not think they can win a title unless Bam is imposing his will on the offensive end also, because that will create the space for some of these others. And maybe Jimmy will give up some of those step back jumpers. Like maybe Spo will run more plays for Bam if he's consistently engaged. Right. And then you can live with Tyler's kind of ups and downs. And then Victor Oladipo, who is a bonus this year, doesn't have to become central, because the player that you're paying along with Jimmy Butler and Kyle Lowry to be central, not just on one end, even though in my view, he's the best in the league on that end. Okay. But on the offensive end, where they need relief buckets, they need somebody who is going to attack Joel Embiid if they play against each other and make him work, or whoever it is that they put on him. It's still Bam for me. And here's the other thing, Greg, I understand they got a decision to make about Hero, and I understand that they may have to pay him, or they want him to be a trade piece one way or the other. They already made a decision on Bam. They are invested in Bam as the face of the franchise. Him going up 3 shots attempts per game would demonstrate, because the free throws will come also. It will demonstrate that he has taken that leap, at least from mindset. So
you talked me into it. We can stick with
you. Bam, eliminated it first. Conversation about this.
Anything with Bam, I'm easily swayed. But no, I stick to my guns. Tyler Hero is still what I would go with, because I trust Bam. Y'all need to trust Bam a little bit more.
It's not about trusting Bam.
You don't trust Tyler,
right? I was gonna say it's about someone fulfilling what their destiny is for this team, maybe a little bit earlier than some are anticipating. That's all. All right. If you've got the guts, or you got the schmutz, they got the guts, check out Water Cleanup of Florida. He'll try to clean up Greg's episode here. Reach out to Michael up there. Check out the website. PrizePicks.com. Forgot to mention that one earlier. Use the code 5FIVE. Get your initial deposit matched. Okay. You don't have to play it all at once. And then TherapistPreferred.com and GetSalise.com. Use the code 5RSN. And our friends over, if you're IT help, CPT-Florida.com. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Regional Sports Network.